This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada, this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. The Prime Minister will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries and hold several bilateral meetings, including with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. He will also exchange views with other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. A report.
This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. During his last visit in 2015, bilateral ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership. India-Canada ties are underpinned by strong people-to-people connect, growing trade and investment ties, strong presence of Indian students, and tremendous potential for cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation. Bilateral trade in goods in 2024 stood at $8.6 billion, much below potential. Canada hosts one of the largest Indian diasporas abroad, accounting for nearly 4.5% of its population. This includes nearly 1.8 million Canadians of Indian origin and 1 million non-resident Indians. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in West Asia, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security, emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions. The grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump left the G7 summit early and returned to Washington amidst intensified conflict between Israel and Iran. The move comes just hours after world leaders issued a joint statement urging de-escalation in West Asia. Shortly before Trump's exit, the G7 called for a resolution to the Israel-Iran conflict and a broader effort to stabilize the region. In recent days, the president warned U.S. citizens to evacuate Tehran and suggest the conflict could widen unless Iran completely disengages from its regional provocations. Israel's military says it intercepted 30 drones from Iran overnight, calling it the least impactful night of attacks so far. Around 20 missiles were fired today, setting off sirens across Israel, including Jerusalem and the West Bank. A direct hit caused property damage in central Israel, though officials have yet to confirm details. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian Embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. The Ministry of External Affairs has set up a 24/7 control room to assist Indian nationals. It has shared multiple helpline numbers for those seeking support. These include a toll-free number 1-800-118-797, as well as three landline numbers 2301-2113-2301-4104 and 2301-7905, prefixed by ISD code plus 9111. In a significant update on the aftermath of the recent aircraft crash in Gujarat, nearly 144 DNA samples of the deceased have been successfully identified till 12 p.m. today. Minister of State for Home Harsh Sanghvi informed this on social media today. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated India's largest Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal in Manesar, Haryana. During the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that the cargo terminal, sprawling across 45 acres, has the capacity to carry 4,50,000 vehicles. He noted that 108 multimodal cargo terminals are now ready and will soon be in service, realizing the government's vision of multimodal network. And with that, we end this news bulletin.